Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The polling came back bad.
Yeah.
On impeaching Trump. Because Mr. Nadler, who ain't that bright, handled it poorly. When he went out there and said, yeah, we're going to impeach him. Well, for what? Everybody asked in the news media. I don't know. We'll find something. We don't have the facts yet. Remember him saying that? We don't have the facts yet, but we know, we can tell by looking at him, that he needs to be impeached. Well, even David Axelrod, longtime advisor to Barack Obama, was like, guys, that's you're playing into his hands. I mean, he had to put out a tweet to set everything right. So I think Nancy Pelosi, I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth, especially not when her eyes are spinning the way they do. Like sometimes it seems in opposite directions.
Yeah.
She's got a real weird facial tic thing going on there, and especially when she's lying. And I've just been watching her for years. And I think what she's doing here is walking about, oh, us. No, we would never impeach that man, the president. And what she means is until we find some good facts. So, you know, wait down the line. She's walking this back. Wait down the line. They aren't stopping any of the investigations that they had planned to lead to impeachment.
Well, those investigations really have nothing to do with impeachment. Those investigations are to damage the president, to keep him busy, to keep him his name and the Democrats' charges or their accusations against him in the media eye. That's the whole purpose of that. That really has nothing to do with impeachment, in my opinion.
Yeah, the purpose was of those investigations, though, was to impeach him. I mean, Jared Nadler said so.
Yeah,
he couldn't have been clear about it.
Well, but the point I'm trying to make, though, is that I think that whether you impeach or not is immaterial in their strategy.
Right.
Their strategy is to diminish, demean, and defile the name of Republicans and President Trump for the rest of his presidency, however long they may have to suffer through that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have to live through that, unfortunately. But don't be surprised if they don't gear the impeachment thing back up again once they find the facts.
If it is useful for them and if it starts to poll in that direction.
Yes.
If the president starts losing massive support among the base, and because Democrats, it would be very easy to get them to agree with that. There's no question about that. But it's going to be Republicans, moderate Republicans, and independents. And if the polling is not there, it's not going to happen.
Yep. And I think that's kind of what she was saying yesterday. I think you and I agree on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, town hall warning, thanks to Lindsey Graham supporting potentially gun grab measures up in Congress, don't be so quick to assume gun control bills will die in the Senate. We just had some pass in the House. And the reason they're saying this is because our Senator Lindsey Graham, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, on Wednesday said the committee plans to hold a hearing on what are called extreme risk protection orders or red flag laws. So this is what happened. This is the red flag laws, the thing that was one of the things that passed in the House, which is Democrat controlled. The Senate is Republican controlled. And so Lindsey Graham essentially is saying, you know, this was supposed to be dead. Mitch McConnell not going to take up any of the gun control stuff. And what town hall is saying is Lindsey Graham's like, wait. I want to talk about it. Let's bring it over here. Because he says he has always supported extreme risk protection orders. And that is, of course, where you can be accused of being too crazy to own a gun, too dangerous to own a gun, that sort of thing. The police can go get a court order. Your family can go get a court order. Your ex-wife can go get a court order. Anybody who doesn't like you can go get a court order or try to. And then you have 72 hours to hire a lawyer and fight it if you want to keep your gun. So that's what those laws say. And they do have some Republican supporters, including Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, folks like that in the Senate. So anyway, town hall's counting here and saying, hey, you know, this might actually pass. Don't think if Graham doesn't start to get behind this that it won't. So going to be interesting. We talked about this yesterday, Lee.
A little disturbing.
Yeah, and you know what's so hard about this? You look at somebody afterward, right? Whether it's the Parkland shooter, several of these shooters that we've had, it's very clear they should have had their guns taken away. They were absolutely nuts. Everybody who knew them knew it. You know, everybody is walking around scratching their heads going, wow, you know, how did the gun not get taken away from this guy? And so it's really obvious afterward to go, you know, we should have just taken the gun away. But beforehand, I mean, if you look at what being, you know, what people are, I mean, just being censored for right now on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can see how in mass guns might start to be taken away from conservatives.
And that is where the real problem lies. Because don't think for one second that that wouldn't happen.
We're already seeing the groundwork laid for it in New York.
Yeah.
With, well, if you would like a, you know, if you want a gun permit, you got to turn over 2 years of social media posts to the police.
Oh, wait a minute. You showed support for the NRA and President Trump. No, 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 no. No gun for you.
Right. And there's so many people, again, who, I mean, on my Facebook page on a daily basis, on our you know, our text line, who are like, I give up. The Civil War is coming. You know what I mean? And yeah. I know what they're talking about. They're not talking about going and shooting anything up. None of them ever has. What they're saying is we're at the point now where we can't even argue anymore. You know, these are unresolvable differences. That's what they mean. They don't mean that they're going to do, but I, you know, violence. But I could see how, you know, given how many people have written that and write it on a daily basis, just on my social media, I could really see how you could learn, you know, take the guns from a large number of people.
It would be real interesting to see if what would happen if you tried to put restrictions and requirements and licensing on other amendments that we have, or other rights, civil rights that we have under the the Bill of Rights. You know, what if you had to have a waiting period for free speech? What if you had to register for your free speech?
You do already on college campuses, many of them. If you're going to say something conservative.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But just think about applying that. Maybe if you had to apply to go to church or to attend a religious organization, or, you know, how many times you could go. You know, those are the restrictions you're already looking at. Some states are trying to put and have put on Second Amendment rights.
And, you know, Second Amendment comes right after the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Even in Common Core math.
Yes.
Second comes after first. So, I mean,
takes you three pages to explain that.
Yes, but, it does. Yeah. But you're right. Whatever you do to the Second Amendment or any of the amendments in restricting them unconstitutionally paves the way to do it to the First Amendment, which is their real goal, is to knock down that First Amendment and begin to find ways to keep people from arguing with them because they can't win arguments.
Yeah.
So Lindsey Graham, you know, riding forward on this one. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, there might have been a time where someone could call here and say to me, oh, well, you're paranoid. That'll never happen. I mean, our government will never target conservatives, you know, in a large scale conspiracy to shut them up and shut them down and take their gut. You mean like the IRS did? You mean like that? For nothing other than being conservative? In the grand scheme of things, this isn't a big deal. But boy, is it symptomatic of our society. And you know what? Tell me if I'm wrong here, okay? Maybe I have this thing all wrong. Do you see the story of the woman injured by the Jaguar in Arizona? Who is just, she's just going by her first name. You might have seen it. It was a mess. She sees a beautiful Jaguar. He's up near the cage. So she thinks what any American would think. Selfie. Now, despite signs posted that said you can't go over the barrier, she went over the barrier. It was a waist-high concrete wall barrier separating you from the jaguar's actual cage. You look at a picture of it, it's, I don't know, maybe 3 feet between the barrier and the cage. About the length of, I don't know, a jaguar's arm. So there's signs clearly posted. Don't go over the barrier and stand by the cage. You got to stay on the other side of the barrier. Is that obvious to you when you go to the zoo? I just went to the zoo with the kids, I don't know, like a month ago. It was maybe like a month, 6 weeks ago, something like that. Pretty obvious to me, but maybe not so obvious to other people. And to her credit, this woman who decided, hey, I'll jump the barrier, stand by the cage, and I'm going to get a selfie with this jaguar. It's going to look awesome on my social media. To her credit, she did apologize to the zoo, said she didn't mean to cause them the embarrassment that she did. So that's a pretty stand-up thing to do and pretty rare in these cases. So I'm going to defend her a little bit. Here's what she had to say.
I was in the wrong for leaning over the barrier, but I do think that maybe the zoo should look into moving their fence back.
The zoo should move the fence back. See where this is going. That's for the lawsuit, by the way. I know, I'm sure it is. They should move the fence back. Why? Because people like me got no sense. We have no sense. And so stupid people like me could be harmed when we don't follow the clearly posted rules because we're stupid. Am I wrong? I just heard this and boy, it grated me. I know, lady, you shouldn't try to take the selfie. Here's CBS reporting on the seat. There's more to this. Apparently, this jaguar has done this before to another moron.
Now, this is where the incident took place. As you can see, there's only a few feet between the jaguar's enclosure and this waist-high barrier.
Anybody can reach out. You know, I'm not the first, and if they don't move the fence, I'm probably not going to be the last.
In fact, the exact same thing happened at this same enclosure with the same animal last summer. Jeff Allen received several stitches and says the zoo put its barrier too close. Zoo officials maintain the rules weren't followed.
When people do not respect the barriers, there's always a chance that there might be a problem.
Leanne is hoping to turn her too close encounter into an example.
I never expected. And I feel like we're all human. We make mistakes. And I learned my lesson.
So what do you think? This has happened before. Happened to another guy. He got stitches. Reasonable request. The barrier is only between 2 and 3 feet from the enclosure. Looks more like closer to 3. Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, the hottest conversation in all of Greenville in the mornings and the afternoons, too. 71307 is the text line number. Text your rates, the jaguar did it for Harambe. Oh, Lord, y'all. Another text your rates, she said she thought cougars and jaguars got along just fine. Another text your rates, how would moving the fence back stop morons who climb or reach over fences? Another texter writes, hey, Tara, this must be one really photogenic jaguar. Oh, it's beautiful. Another texter writes, jaguar lady is a prime example of the rules don't apply to me and consequences aren't real mentality. See, that's where I'm coming from. I mean, we were just at the zoo. It's really clear. You walk into a zoo, it's posted everywhere. Come on. Don't jump the barriers. Common sense. Shouldn't even have to be posted everywhere.
I was in the wrong for leaning over the barrier, but I do think that maybe the zoo should look into moving their fence back.
Apparently, this has been a problem for other morons.
Now, this is where the incident took place. As you can see, there's only a few feet between the jaguar's enclosure and this waist-high barrier.
Anybody can reach out. You know, I'm not the first, and if they don't move the fence, I'm probably not going to be the last.
In fact, the exact same thing happened at this same enclosure with the same animal last summer. Jeff Allen received several stitches and says the zoo put its barrier too close. Zoo officials maintain the rules weren't followed.
When people do not respect the barriers, there's always a chance that there might be a problem.
Leanne is hoping to turn her too close encounter into an example.
I never expected. And I feel like we're all human. We make mistakes. And I learned my lesson.
Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. In a sane, responsible world, a painted line would be the only barrier needed. Another texter writes, there are plenty of jaguars at 2668 Lawrence Old parked next to Porsche cage. Never mind. Another texter writes, I love this one, remove the barrier completely. It obviously interferes with natural selection. Tommy is on the line. Tommy's on the line. Hey, Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. Yes, I was weighing in on the jaguar as well. I agree with the last texter, remove the barrier completely, although not for natural selection. Just that God gave us a natural barrier to doing stupid stuff called common sense. And I, with a wall there, a barrier, glass, or anything, you see a jaguar right there. You and I have common sense. Yeah. That's all I had to say there.
Well, thank you, Tommy. And thank you for listening to my show this morning. Glad to have you. Call anytime. Common sense should be the only barrier needed. It's not, though. Texture writes, Maybe you should have to take a simple IQ test before entering hazardous areas, liberal dummies or anyone else. Now, the texter writes on the barrier between the woman and the jaguar, which apparently two people have had difficulty with. Two people? Sorry. Two people have been mauled by the same jaguar doing the same thing, trying to get a selfie. The first one had to get stitches. I assume she did, too. I don't know. But by the way, do you realize that since 2011, do you know what the selfie death toll is? You know there's a selfie death toll. Selfie death toll since 2011. You ready for this? 249 people worldwide died doing something dumb while attempting to take a selfie. This is where we are in the world now, folks. It's just, I don't know. Texter writes, yes, by all means, let's blame the zoo for an idiot who can't stop her millennial impulses from making her do stupid stuff. This is why there are warning labels on Tide Pods. Now, the texter writes, I bet Trump is not her president. Oh, we got some great responses on the text line, including, it hurts to be stupid. She sounds like blah, blah Ford. Christine blah, blah Ford. Haven't talked about her in a while. And this one. Tara, maybe the zoo should build a full enclosure for the humans to look at the animals. Oh, here's a good one. Rename the jaguar Chlorine, as in chlorine in the gene pool. Here's another one. Tara, it sounds like the jaguar's dealing with the same types of idiots, people wanting to cross a border that clearly states, do not cross. Then when something happens, they want to take away from the residents, blame the zoo. Are these people undocumented as well? No, it's just a mentality. Texter rates before warning labels, people like her didn't make it to adulthood. And finally, on the jaguar situation, the same goes for McDonald's warning labels for a hot coffee because people are stupid. They are. They are stupid. All right. Did you see this latest poll? Well, let me start with it. Did you hear what Trump said? Yes. No, it was a few days ago. Here we go.
We have people in Congress right now. We have people in Congress that hate our country. And you know that. And we can name every one of them if they want. They hate our country. Sad. It's very sad. When I see some of the things being made, the statements being made, it's very, very sad.
So do Americans agree with this? Rasmussen asked the question over the weekend in a poll. Are you ready for this? In their poll of likely voters, a majority, 51%, agreed. Some people in Congress hate our country. You know, I would include a lot of the presidential field in this, the Democrat presidential field. I mean, when we're at a point in this country where the Week reports that almost everybody in the presidential field, the Democrat presidential field, is not using red, white, and blue colors in their campaign literature, campaign signs, because it could trigger their followers. It could cause them stress, panic, or offense. And you're running for president of the country whose colors could cause your followers stress, panic, and offense. I mean, literally, you can't display the colors of the country you're running to be president of because it might offend somebody. I mean, I can't even process that. On the heels of recent accolades as being one of the best places in the country to live, Outside Magazine has placed Greenville among the elite in the world as one of the best trips to take. Does that pass the smell test to you? The we paid for this ranking test? By the way, you can buy these in packages through advertising agencies if you're a city. It costs a lot of money, but you can't. That's how all these list companies make their money. If they seem a little random, that's why. And look, Greenville is awesome. Don't get me wrong. I love it here. I want to stay here forever. I do. It's a beautiful, wonderful place. I love how close it is to the mountains. I love all the hiking here because we love to hike as a family. Hiking season started, so got a bunch of trips planned. I love how close it is to the beach. I mean, it's just a great place to live. But top elite destination in the world for trips, I mean, not to live. You buy that? I don't buy that. I mean, downtown's cool, don't get me wrong. But I'd go to Asheville. I mean, if I was coming here and I wanted to see the real attraction, I would go to Asheville. It's right there off the parkway. I wouldn't go to Greenville for a trip. I mean, a great place to live. Great place to raise kids. But, I mean, best 33 trips of 2019? Are you serious? I mean, it's just, it doesn't compute. Maybe it's just me. The problem is when you start making these lists, I've told you what happened to Charlotte. The list, based, they claim, in consultation with travel literature editors, includes Morocco, New Zealand, Nepal, Tanzania, Italy, Chile, and Sweden. Greenville is cited as a burgeoning southern adventure hub. Adventure how? I mean, if you get caught on Woodruff Road at the wrong time, sure. And you got to use the bathroom. That's an adventure. But, I mean, beyond that, what do y'all think? What do you think? Text me 71307 or call on the Ingalls Advantage talk line 800-347-1063. I don't know how to turn this around, folks. Now, supposedly, okay, so what is the, okay, why are we an adventure hub? We're ranked 21, by the way. This is international travel destinations. The entry notes, biking along the Reedy River. Are you seriously going to come here from another country to bike along the Reedy River? It's fabulous. Don't get me wrong. I love the Reedy River. I love it. The kids and I have been out there a bunch of times. We've been out on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. But the entry notes, biking along the Reedy River on the 22-mile Swamp Rabbit Trail and the many breweries and restaurants along the way. The Unleashed Dog Bar, a 3,500-square-foot dog park and bar that opened last July in the Verde area, is mentioned as a place to finish the day after a visit to the Blue Ridge Mountains or the rapids of the Chattooga River. And those are kind of nearby, but I don't know, you could do all that in one day by the time you hit the road. We do it all the time. Go to the Blue Ridge. It's a full-day trip there and back. You couldn't, well, I mean, never mind. Text to raise, Greenville's recent popularity will result in an influx of liberals. See, that's the problem. I think this is politically motivated. See, that's what happened to Charlotte. Charlotte used to be a pretty conservative place. We started making these lists and all the liberals flocked to here. Texter's still weighing in on the Jaguar woman, who actually basically said, I'm too stupid to adhere to a barrier. You need to move it back further. Well, if you're too stupid to adhere to the barrier, why does the zoo need to move it back further? You'd still be stupid. Texter writes, yeah, I mean, still go over it. Texter writes, it's like that people that read the shampoo bottle and say, oh, I'm supposed to wet my hair first. LOL. Yes, it generally works best if you wet your hair first before you put on the shampoo. Texter writes, Greenville is a hub because of the waterfall chasing possibility. We do have good waterfalls in this area, but that didn't get mentioned here. Texter writes from George, just curious, are you trying to alienate your audience? Knocking Greenville would probably do it. I still listen either way. Wait, how do you get that? Good God, I cannot believe what people hear me say. I say I want to live here for the rest of my life. It's a wonderful place to raise a family. I love it. What more, clearer could I get? Come on. Greenville is not an international travel destination like Nepal. Come on. Are you serious? Morocco, New Zealand, and Greenville. No, wonderful place to live. Absolutely wonderful. I never want to leave here. But, I mean, come on. International travel destination? Are you kidding me? So now I'm not knocking Greenville. Look, folks, Charlotte is not an international travel destination. It's not. They got banks there. They're not exciting. Oh God. Texter writes, Tara, the ad is propaganda to get more liberals to move here and take over. Please, no. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Texter writes, a dog bar? Because drunken humans fighting wasn't quite enough carnage. We have to get the dogs drunk too. I don't think you get the dog drunk. I don't think it works that way. I don't think it does. What? Tell me I'm wrong. Is this guy texting and right? I'm slamming Greenville. Is it an international travel destination? I just don't see that. But we made another one of these lists, and the damage will be done. You're going to have liberals flocking here. Because they have a group mentality. You tell the group what to do, they'll come. That's why these lists work.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.